Fight!
This is New Game Plus, a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game, and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
I'm Nolan.
And this is episode number 25.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what, like a quarter of a century?
Yeah, it's like a silver anniversary or something.
Something like that. Pass around the sparkling cider and the
pumpkin
finger
pie.
Foods. Yeah, we're glad you are all here for our special celebration. Today we are going to be talking about the video game Super Godzilla, but if you are new to the podcast or your name's Kenny, I need to inform you that we don't typically start right away discussing the game of the week.
Why not?
We sometimes like to have some kind of just, you know, normal person conversation before we enter into the hubbub.
Never heard of that.
Sounds boring. What are you going to hubbub us with this week?
Well, my question is, guys, do you believe in aliens?
You better believe it.
Like extraterrestrials. Do you think that there's life out there?
I believe there's extra testicles.
I don't know if you can say that. Mom, if you're listening, turn this off right now.
I don't know. I've never actually considered it. Is that a real question?
Wait, you've really never considered it?
I've considered it, but I haven't settled on something. I don't know.
Okay, you're still
processing.
Because I feel
like if I say that I do, then I'm just bogus, and everyone's going to make fun of me.
Okay, I don't know about that. I think... well, okay, before you answer the first question, answer the second question. What do you guys think? Do you think there are more people that believe in extraterrestrial life, or do you believe there are more people in this world that do not believe?
Probably more that do.
Nolan, what do you think?
I think there's more people that don't, for sure.
And I think that there's probably more people that do as well. I don't know.
Can we
I
look
think
this
there's...
up? Are you Wikipedia informed?
No, I think that there are... I think that it is innate within the human conscience to want there to be something greater and something more, which leads people to believe that there are other life out there.
Hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Kenny, do you believe in aliens?
No.
Why not?
Oh, because... I don't know, like, because there's not.
All right, so I do believe there are some, and they're going to come and take Kenny away from his home at night.
All right. I don't know where I land. I've actually thought that there's not, and I've got my reasons. One of them being that I just think that the spaces were created for us to marvel at and not to necessarily find life at. But I don't know. I might be proven wrong one day.
So a quick Google search says it's about half that think.
Well, all I know is that if there are aliens and if we are ever attacked, we better breed a dinosaur defender
to protect
us. It's
a good thing we
us.
Don't live in Japan is what it is.
Well, I'm just saying, Scotland, you know, they're protected by the Loch Ness Monster. America's protected by E.T., and Japan has always been protected by Godzilla.
E.T., that's all you're going to give us? You're not going to give us, like,
no, I think
Chupacabra?
Meant for the sequel to be E.T. and his friends come back and kill everyone. I've heard that.
Well, it's interesting that one of us just said Godzilla because that's our game of the week.
Huh.
So, let's talk about the game Super Godzilla.
Overview.
Super Godzilla came out on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, first in Japan, believe it or not, in 1993, and then a year later in North America.
Believe it or not, you say that like that's not how every game of that era came out. First in Japan, then in the US.
Yeah, every quality game, at least. So, in large part, this is a puzzle game, in my mind, and you guys might disagree. I mean, a puzzle that it then has some action sequences.
You had kind of said that last week, and I was expecting way more of, like, a puzzle game than this is.
You were thinking of that nerdy type game that we played recently?
Yeah, where you play a nerd boy trying to win the cheerleader. What was that called? I forgot for real.
Kenny, help us. Lester? Lexter?
Oh, Chip's Challenge.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm glad I helped you.
It Lester's took me a challenge. Second. Yeah, Lester's.
So that was the question. So were you expecting something like that?
Oh, yeah, I was expecting more traditional puzzle. Like, I guess there's some puzzle elements to this, but I would never classify this as a puzzle game.
Okay. Well, you take control of Godzilla. You are Godzilla, and you're not the enemy that you might have expected walking into this game. You are actually the monster dinosaur being controlled by scientists to defeat other monsters and save the country. And as I mentioned, kind of at the start of this, there are aliens and motherships to fight along the way. So just in case you thought, you know, it wasn't weird enough with dinosaurs fighting dinosaurs or monsters fighting monsters, there are aliens and abductions. And
and yes, this game is as ridiculous as it sounds.
Yeah, so, I mean, you do the puzzle stages, and we'll explain that further in gameplay, and then at the end of each of those sequences, there are bosses that you fight. And so, I mean, the goal of this game is, like, absolutely simple. You defeat the bad monsters, and you save the world.
That's it.
That's it. Save the world.
Gameplay.
Gameplay's crap.
That you can't give opinions like that yet.
Let me explain. It sucks.
That's not explaining. Let me explain why I think this game's crap. Okay. It's a bad game.
I hate it.
One of you guys explain how this game is like a puzzle.
Okay, listen. Your screen is divided into two regions, basically. You've got like this little text box at the bottom. But when you enter the level, it turns into this grid where the dot on it is Godzilla, which actually is the guy that's in Godzilla's brain controlling him. And then you just move him left and right, up and down on this grid, and get shot by tanks.
It's a little bit of a maze, kind of.
It's kind of a maze.
Kind of like a puzzle.
It's kind of like Lester's puzzle. And you run in and you can break down buildings, and you have energy, like, which is kind of like a life bar, I suppose, that runs out as you, you know, get shot or break buildings or whatever. And you eventually, you know, you tile around until you get to another dot on the grid, which is the boss of the stage. And then, okay, so while moving on the grid and all of that, the upper part of the screen is like just Godzilla walking. It's little clips of him walking. I guess they were trying to achieve like a movie view of what's going on or something. And all it is just him walking around. And then when you get into the boss battles, I'll let Kenny explain the boss battles because I'm tired of talking about it.
Yeah, well, and before he does, like, if you got bored during that explanation, then just imagine how we felt playing this game.
Please understand.
Okay, so the boss battles are kind of like fighting in Monster Rancher, but
absolutely,
but worse. Like,
yeah, a lot worse.
You're scrolling left and right to like determine how close you are or far away you are from your enemy. And you're also, your enemy and you both have like this energy that is replenishing based on like, I don't know, your character or whether you're far away from them or whether you're close to them. And then if you're close enough to them, you can like punch them. And then at certain times, it unlocks your like special moves for you to attack. And nobody actually knows what's going on, so you're just hitting a bunch of buttons and trying your best.
Well, you do figure out what's going
you
on.
Do.
So this is what you do. You have to do a Godzilla punch before you're able to actually select a move that you want to do. And so you got to get close enough to your enemy and you hit them. And then depending on how much of your bar has filled up, your energy, whatever whatever that denotes, you can use different abilities, and depending on your distance from the monster. So you can do a like body slam, you can do a tail whip, or you can do the, you know, his
beam.
Infamous beam out of his mouth, that atomic laser that he shoots out of his mouth to demolish the enemy. And so those are your three different main ones. And then you've also got a question mark sometimes that shows up that can do a, we'll pick one of those at random, or will allow you to do one of the a new ability that does even increased damage. There's just an upgraded version of that kind of atomic beam that he is able to do that does a little bit more cinematic. So that's what you do, and you both have HP for the most part, and that's just depleted with each hit that you take. And the boss battles are extremely hard.
Yeah, they're not fun. And like, so we've dogged those aspects of the gameplay enough, but the animations are great, right?
I actually don't mind the looks of it. It's a little repetitive.
No.
And
no,
they're
no.
simple. Like, don't no. get me wrong, they're not great, but for what they were trying to do with the game, I feel like the visuals were fine.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
No, 93 Japan. What are other cutscenes that are like that are comparable to that in 93? Like, I mean, that's not bad.
No, it's bad. And then the headbutt move is hilarious. Like, I liked that one because it's so funny.
I'm not arguing that there's lots of, like, stuff about this game to rag on, but I didn't feel like the graphics, except for maybe the fact that it was fairly repetitive, was one of them. I thought they actually were trying to do something cool, and it kind of gave it an almost sort of cinematic Godzilla-ish feel. I don't know.
I was more so talking about the boss battle animations being hilariously bad. Not so much him walking around and stuff, but still, I don't care about that either.
To me, it felt a little bit like summoning Knights of the Round in Final Fantasy VII. Like, you want it to be cool, but you know the graphics aren't quite as cool as you think they should be, and it's kind of neat at first because it's immersive, but then by the time, like, you do it the 47th time, it's just long and the same.
Yeah. Well, and you said 47th. It's really not that long of a game. There's only, I don't know, maybe 6 to 8 stages. And you do a similar thing the first 3 or 4, and y'all probably gave up after that. But at about 5 or 6, like within the last couple of stages, it changes. Rather than moving through a stage and then fighting a boss, one of the monsters actually lays an egg, and you've got to get to it before it can hatch, and then you destroy the egg. So there are other things there, and there is somewhat of a story. Like I'm confident you guys didn't get this far either, but late into the game, well, it happens at 2 different points. At one point, one of the scientists gets some of the cells from one of the enemies that you fight and injects it into Godzilla, making him stronger. It makes his energy bar fill up a little bit further. Did either of you get that far?
The head of the three-headed monster that falls off?
Yes.
I mean, I saw that, but I quit after Mechagodzilla. I'm just going to be honest with you.
I always like to know the story, so games that I feel like I can't get a full playthrough if they're short enough, I usually watch ahead. So I'm familiar with the whole story, even though I only got maybe a third of the way through.
Well, later in the game, more cells are injected into Godzilla's body, and he actually transforms into, like Super Godzilla, hence, I guess, the name of the game, and just becomes extremely incredible. His graphics change, and his abilities are just upgraded, his powers, HP, everything. And so you're playing this now in 2016, whatever, but imagine being a kid, you know, that already was intrigued with the Godzilla story, being like just watching this transformation take place on the Super Nintendo, and just being pumped up as he's gaining these new abilities and this new look.
I can't.
Can't imagine yourself being a kid or being excited about this game.
Both. Like, I can't imagine myself as a kid being excited about this game. Even if I like Godzilla, I don't know.
Well, I can't imagine that because I was a kid over at my friend Chris's house, and we played this game that he had, and I just have fond memories from that and being completely stoked when the transformation did take place, and I thought it was an incredible thing. But when I played it this time, didn't feel the same as I did back then.
You didn't sense a little Mega Man in there? Absorbing powers?
Mega Man?
Yeah, you know, you beat the boss, you get his power.
Yeah, this game's a lot like Mega Man.
Yeah, if you like Mega Man, I recommend this game.
You will like this game.
That's not true. You don't absorb his powers anyways. Science and cells. He just said... No, he just takes cells. Trust me, it's really well written.
Let's talk about how this game is aged.
Aged.
I think Super Godzilla has super aged.
Hey, I agree. It sucks.
It's not like wine or cheese. It's aged like, I don't know, like fresh fruit. Like, this is not a better with time situation.
Gotcha. Can I just say that in each of these segments, overview, gameplay, and aged, Nolan has made sure to clarify that he thinks this game sucks. Although that's not what we're supposed to do in any of these sections.
Yeah, we're talking about the game. There are three old guys playing seven new games, and I'm talking about it. I hate it.
We're three old guys
playing seven new games. I like when Nolan's angry at games.
All right, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you a real answer. It aged poorly. It aged poorly because it's not a fun game. Like, I don't think it was fun in the first place. And so, like, if you have a game that's actually fun to play, so let's take one of our other games that we played, for example, okay, Dragon Warrior. Fine, I'll pick that one. I mean, even though it wasn't my favorite, but I can see where that game was really fun when it came out because there's a lot to do. It was an RPG. It was something really new. It looked good. And then, so that aged because just RPGs improved, and so you feel the age of that one. This one wasn't even a fun game in the first place. It was just a boring tile system, or like movement system, and then the battle system was the only appeal of it, and you only got to do that, what, six times? I don't know how many stages, but...
Now, this wasn't the worst game you've ever played, right? Like, in our retro list so far?
You may have to remind me. I know that Jurassic Park was
Jurassic
bad.
Park, yeah. You're not. And it's not Jurassic Park level bad.
It's not a coincidence that this also has to do with a dinosaur guy.
So there should not be dinosaur games.
No dino games, guys. Take notes.
I think that it aged. Game mechanics were kind of poor to begin with, and so they didn't age well. The graphics are not the best. And then, you know, you can see that it's aged in just its blatant racism. So there's an Asian guy that is one of the scientists, and they just have him skip some words and shorten some words, and so...
Yeah, the translation was terrible. It really was.
Do you think they did that on purpose or no?
No.
I think so. I didn't notice it, actually.
You
Am
think
I
so? No, they were like, they were misspelled words, and then they hyphenated everything because that stupid little box was so little. It was always like,
oh, yeah.
We've powered up the energy of God. Zilla.
Zilla, next page.
Yeah.
But listen, on the white characters, they still spoke in kind of like fluent, and but in the Asian character there were words that were missed that if you're trying to make fun of a culture you might do that.
Come on, 1993.
Come on, Japan. Or no, it was probably Americans
did that.
Hate you, America. No. So that on top of that, there's no instructions on how to fight. So if you didn't play Monster Rancher 2. Then you're not gonna know how to battle
at all,
because it's kind of a difficult system to figure out on your own. Kenny, what do you think about how this game is aged? You don't think it's aged one day, do you?
No, like Nolan's more passionately disliking this game, so I'll let him carry that torch. But I'm not far out of his camp. Like it was pretty rough. I do think that if you're wanting a Godzilla-style story, that is what Godzilla movies and lore are about. You know, big monsters fighting monsters and everything being destroyed and it having kind of that Japanese action feel. This game sort of does some things to kind of, like, rep that from, you know, from how it's trying to do the graphics to whatever. I don't think it does a great job of it. I never felt immersed. I never felt impressed. But it, like, it at least tries to be a Godzilla game, and it's not like everything else. So I can give them credit for trying, but then there were just so many things that were bad. Like, combat wasn't fun and was difficult. The storyline was just so unbelievable. Like, taking control of a monster. And then just, like, little things, like, you're supposed to be, right, the good guys controlling Godzilla. And so you walk into these cities that are inhabited by an alien controlling another monster, terrorizing the city, and there's tanks everywhere. You would think the tanks would be attacking the enemy monster. Of course they would. You're the good guys. Like, they're attacking you. It makes no sense. And then you're like, even though, again, you're controlled by scientists. This isn't Godzilla going crazy. This is the good guys in control of the monster. Yeah. You're okay if Tokyo makes it to 50% losses. What? And you're tearing down buildings just to get to another monster like it's no
it
big
just
thing?
Hit Dustin.
Like, it's just so terrible.
But I also just watched Kenny go from, like, just chill, trying to give, like, a balanced opinion to becoming more passionate than you, Nolan.
I know.
No, for real. That is terrible. I know exactly what you're talking about, Kenny, because I was like, is this consistent with the movie? Because I haven't seen the old Godzillas that I'm sure this was based off of. Like, was this a team of scientists that were working secretly to use Godzilla and not tell the military about it? Or were they just that poor?
I don't think that's the storyline of original Godzilla.
Was that the storyline of this game? A secret?
I didn't gather that. Yeah.
It was confusing.
Dustin, you want to change how your answer about how it aged?
Well,
I mean, he didn't love it either.
Yeah, I didn't say it aged well. Aged poorly, including the racism. But, like, I start with Kenny in that I want to find some balance, because I do think, you know, there's some appeal there. And, like, I've got to say again, when I was a kid and I played this game, I enjoyed it. But playing it today, I didn't. And it did not age well.
The final shell shock.
We've got some feedback from some of our viewers that we can address now. Patrick wrote in. He said, weird fighting system. Takes a little bit of time to get used to, but once you do, it's not as bizarre as it seems. It kind of works like a turn-based RPG battle system with some action thrown in. You have to give this game credit. It took guts to do something this weird. First-time players might be freaked out by this, but I actually kind of liked this RPG system.
I will give them credit for trying to do something unique.
But it's aliens, and you find that out early. Like,
the plot's ridiculous, but that doesn't make the battle system inherently bad.
The three-head... I already know that's bad. The three-headed monster you first fight, the alien, a UFO comes and picks him up when you beat him, and they're like, we're going to get you on the next one. That's the story. Aliens and Godzilla. Patrick, thanks for writing in.
Yeah. but we disagree with you, bro. No. Holden also sent some messages. He said, I got to level 3 different times, and I still cannot beat the boss. Super Godzilla is hard. I cannot wait for the next game.
It is harder than it looks for how, like, basic the premise is.
Yeah, it seems really easy. Like, just grid based.
I think the third boss is that three headed one. Well, it's one head, and it's got the two kind of snake arms that you have to take out before you fight.
Biollante.
Or whatever it is.
Super high defense, so it takes a long time. Actually, one of the things that I could throw out here, if you're going to go back and play this, don't, is that you can actually retreat from battles. You can go to an energy refill station, and you can come back to the battle, and I believe that the enemy is at the same health that you left him at.
Hey, hang on a sec. I'm going to go get stronger so I can beat you.
Yeah, hold on right here, enemy monster terrorizing the town. I'm going to go fight through my own military's tanks to be able to get some energy refill. I'm going to knock down some major buildings, probably kill 1,000 people, and then I'll come back and destroy you.
Sounds good.
All right.
No one else wrote in?
Nope.
Where's Antonin? He was smart enough to not play this one.
He knows.
He's been writing code and creating things and taking over the world.
He's busy.
We miss you. Also, Bill. Man, I haven't heard from you in a while. Bill. Are you still out there, Bill?
Guess not.
Bill?
Bill, you there?
All right, Nolan.
What?
New Game Plus status, yes or no?
Kenny, what do you think?
No.
No, I don't give this New Game Plus. Don't play it.
Okay. Even for people that love dinosaurs?
If you love dinosaurs, if you love Godzilla, don't play this game.
Okay. Maybe if you... I don't know. I can't think of a scenario. It was going to involve time machines and like being Japanese and playing that version and caring about Godzilla and going back and like playing it originally and not now. And even then it didn't work in my mind.
Yeah, I wouldn't say all that if I were you.
Okay, I'll just say no.
Okay, fair enough. Would I give it New Game Plus status? Meaning, would I say, hey, viewers, go play this game. It would be well worth it. You would enjoy it. My answer to that would be absolutely not.
Why?
There's really no reason for you to go and pick up a copy. Like, some people... Okay. I really do think that there will be some people that would enjoy this game, but I think there would be a lot more that wouldn't, so don't risk it. Don't risk walking into this thinking you're going to enjoy it, because you most likely will not.
I would rather play Jurassic Park than this game. I've been thinking about it.
Me too.
Wow. No, I can't go that far. Jurassic Park was worse. But this is up there for one of the worst games we've played in my mind, easily.
Let's put the final nail in the coffin that is Super Godzilla.
This game reminded me that I don't have a dog, and how sad that makes me.
What?
This game brought out all the depressing things in my life.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Well, that's fair.
No, is it?
No. But I'll let him go with it.
It's that time of the episode where we roll for a new game. We have a Retromaster list that is found online, and our viewers contribute to that regularly. This last week, we had some tweets come in suggesting new games to add to the list, and at the end of each episode, we randomly select from that master list a new old game to play for the next 7 days, and that time is here. That time is now. It is time for us to embark on the journey that is Yo-Noid.
Huh.
I've been wondering what this is.
Yeah, me too. It sounds cool.
Clueless.
Me too. I have no idea.
So it's a 1990 game for the Nintendo Entertainment System. And it is Yo! Exclamation point. And then the second word is Noid. N-O-I-D. So find that game. I don't know how.
Are there dinosaurs?
Oh, gosh.
I hope not.
Find Yo-Noid. Get a copy of it. Do what you have to do. Pull out your Nintendo system and play along with us over the following week. And then send us in your commentary over the game. Good or bad, we'd love to hear. Like, what would have made this episode better is if 8 of you would have messaged in how much you either loved or hated Super Godzilla.
How much you liked it so that Nolan can make fun of you.
No, I'm prone to think that Kenny would have gotten a lot more angry at this point. You started like chill and normal, and by the end of it, you were out of breath and angry.
Because we kept talking about this game, and it just kept reminding me.
Yo-Noid looks awesome. So anyone out there, play it.
Yeah, I've seen nothing about it, so definitely grab it, play it. We want to always express our appreciation for you guys listening to this podcast. We understand sometimes it's easy and fun and light and we're talking about a great game. Yeah, this is awesome. And then sometimes is like today. But, you know, we got to do this together. We can't leave one another out dying in the middle of the battlefield. We've got to pick one another up, walk with each other through even the difficult times. And Super Godzilla was one of those difficult times.
But we made it and we'll keep going, I guess.
I guess.
Unless Yo-Noid has dinosaurs and then we're done.
And then podcast over.
If you enjoyed this whatsoever, then please subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, whatever you listen to us on. And if you rate and review us, that would help as well. That helps visibility and helps people be able to find us and locate us. And then when they do see us with a high rating, then they'll be, you know, more excited about listening to what we have to offer. Please do connect with us throughout the week. That is always what we look forward to most whenever we get a tweet or an email, or you know, you show up knocking on our front door. You know, any of those ways of you reaching out to us is always exciting for us. If you're in the U.S., please vote.
Vote.
I'm still Dustin.
I'm still Kenny.
I'm not Nolan anymore.
And this has or has not been New Game Plus.